you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. Oh my goodness, we have an amazing guest for you today, John Ramirez. He's got a cool book called Fire Prayers. Now, here's the thing. You're like, what's that all about? Well, you got to watch the interview to find out what it's about. So, Mom, in the meantime, there's a cool testimony that you could share with us.
Well, Xenia called for prayer for her knee pain. I think knee pain can be pretty normal at certain ages. So she called and she is healed and off the crutches. Ooh, so please call for prayer.
That's right. And you know, Mom, we see God answer all kinds of prayers.
And
whether you have a financial need or you have a family need, maybe you've got some physical ailments, maybe you're at a decision point where you have to make some choices in your life. Maybe you're struggling in your own soul and there's some emotional issues that you're dealing with. Maybe you just have some relationship issues. You're like, well, friends, and there's misunderstandings and communication and all kinds of ways and opportunities for us to connect with God. These are opportunities for God to participate and engage and share and change and transform in your life. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and we love to pray for you. And I just want to do a special shout out to our partners. Thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. We appreciate you, partners. And the reason you're watching today, right now, in this moment, is because of our partners who pray for us, who help us financially. And it's an amazing, amazing thing that we have such incredible, faithful, loyal partners. So in just a moment, we're going to be joining the incredible interview with John Ramirez, Fire Prayers. And I want to encourage you that nothing is impossible. There's no hardship, no struggle, no demonic stronghold that is too difficult for God.
The enemy does not want our God-ordained prophetic destiny to be fulfilled. This is why we need to pray like never before and arm ourselves with the arsenal of heaven. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Fire Prayers by John Ramirez. Fire Prayers will equip you with weapons of warfare that will leave Satan trembling and unable to manipulate, control, or hinder your destiny. We will also send you our Devils, Demons, and Deliverance book, Fear Not CD, Authority Scripture Card, and a Prayer Cloth. And for your gift of $100 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Bible. This Bible will equip you to live in His kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. These powerful items used together will enhance your prayer time, and you can live a life free of spiritual chains. You can fight the good fight of faith. Call or click today for this anointed resource.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to have some time with you and super excited to introduce to you our guest today, John Ramirez.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
John, you have this amazing book, Fire Prayers, and we're going to hop into this in just a second. However, not everybody in our audience knows you, so can you give us a quick biography?
Well, absolutely. My life has been transformed in 1999. Before BC, before Christ, I was the highest devil worshiper. Third high ranked devil worshippers. It's called the Shadows of the Demonic, Satanism to the court, meeting with the devil in my apartment, contract. I got scars on my body when I sold my soul to the devil. And in 1999, Jesus Christ knew my address, came to my home. I died in my apartment, ended up in hell, met Jesus, came back into my body and became a believer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy buckets.
Dramatic.
So when you talk about fire prayers, you kind of have some background on that.
Fire prayer is a manual. I mean, the Bible is the best manual for humanity. You can never go wrong. The bestseller in the planet and the author is still alive. Amen.
Right.
So how amazing is that?
I love it.
But fire prayer, we get a computer, we got a manual. We get an iPhone, we got a manual. We get a TV, a refrigerator, we have a manual. Fire prayer is a manual to learn how to break, destroy generational curses, stronghold, bondages, besetting sin, patterns and cycles of repeat. In the spirit realm, these things are in the spirit realm. We need to know how to break them. We need to have the anointing, the word of God. We need to know how to have the authority that we need to have to break the generation of curses. I have a high school diploma. My daughter got a bachelor's degree in psychology because I broke that curse by praying for my daughter. And today she has a bachelor's degree in psychology. I have a high school diploma. You know, so the curse is broken. My daughter could go on, and her children, one day she had her children go on to better generational blessings and accomplishing more things because curses are broken.
Mm-hmm. And you can have this book, his book, by calling in, and you should do it now. But if I were you, I'd get three or four. I think people love to read this, Fire Prayers. Who doesn't want fire prayers? And so call, and if you need special prayer, leave your prayer request. Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, why do you say fire prayer? Why did you choose fire?
I think fire, you know, we know that Elijah called fire from heaven and burned down the altars and made the 450 false prophet look like nothing. And I think we need to have the authority, the fire of heaven upon every demonic altar, stronghold, bondages in our lives, and burn these things to ashes. And that's why I call it fire prayers.
And when you thought about writing this, because this isn't your first book to write.
No, not at all. Thank God.
Yeah.
My eighth.
Your eighth.
Eighth book.
That's
yes.
Fantastic.
Not bad for high school diploma.
No, that's awesome. But what kind of motivated you in terms of praying and seeing this as really a key lever?
You know, as an evangelist, the Lord has taken me on an amazing journey. I have prayed for so many people. Christians, they love Jesus. They're in love with Jesus. They want a purpose. They want a destiny with Jesus. They want to live the life that God has. But they're strongholds. They're a generation of curses. They don't know how to deal with. They don't know how to confront. They don't know how to break. They don't know how to separate themselves from these things or things in their marriages or our children or our schools or things that sometimes I hear people say, I went to a vacation and it was the worst vacation ever. I can't explain. Me and my husband, we fought and they didn't know how because we don't know the demonic that was in that room before they got there. So a lot of things going on. So I do my journey and a lot of altar calls that I pray for people. I hear the heart of God's people, the struggles and the things they're crying out because they don't want to be in those spiritual conditions. So I knew, I said, you know what, Lord, give me something that I can give the body of Christ. Because, you know, when we travel, we can be everywhere, but the book can go everywhere. And the book has that special anointing that God put on this book to help believers to fight the good fight and be set free.
Mm-hmm. And even though you might be watching right now and you're struggling with some areas in your life, maybe there's some generational curses. You've had family things that seem to transfer from one, your grandfather, your father, you, your kids. And we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And of course, grab your copy of Fire Prayers, a super, super helpful manual. John said that it's a manual. A manual as it relates to instructions and some very practical things and ways to pray and observations, insights that you probably haven't seen before, particularly in the spiritual realm. So hop on the phone, grab your copy of Fire Prayers. We'd love to pray for you. And, you know, John, as you were writing this, what were some things, your experiences that you had as you were writing this?
I think one of the two things, the key that I wrote the book, because people sometimes they don't know how to repent. And David knew how to repent. David committed a lot of things in the Bible. We still read about David, but David knew how to throw himself in the mercy of the court. There are people that they think they repent, but there's more remorse. And I teach people how to truly repent. Because when you truly repent, then the devil doesn't own anything on you. The devil have no legal rights over you. And then I also, in the book, I teach people how to renounce, right? Because if you let the devil know, love don't live here anymore, you can't hold me captive anymore, you have no legal rights over my life. Like my grandfather was an alcoholic and dies in the street of Puerto Rico as an alcoholic. My father was an alcoholic. Before Christ, I was drinking like $35 to $4,000 a month in liquor, going out of clubs in New York City. Today, it's broken. I don't know what a beer tastes like in 23 years. You see, so I teach people how to renounce, because if you know how to renounce the right way with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and then the devil knows that he has no rights over your life anymore. So in the book, I teach people how to properly renounce the things that are plaguing you.
Mm-hmm. And how, like some of those things, what would be, okay, alcoholism, but what else would be a plague?
Well, I teach people that everything on the planet has a name, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, whatever circumstance has a name, alcohol, beer, liquor, anything that's tormenting you has a name. So I teach people how to bring their name, right? To bring their name, bring the devil on notice, right? And bring their name to above. One name is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that name of Jesus Christ is a sledgehammer to destroy mm-hmm. that name. That Jesus Christ's name is above that name. So whether it's alcohol, addictions, whether it's pornography, whatever you're stuck in, the devil knows how to smash it. Mm-hmm. God knows how to smash it. Mm-hmm.
You can get the book or books and get them. And folks, I think this applies to everybody. I think everybody has things, junk, trash, that need to deal with. And, you know, we have a wonderful spiritual weapon, but I think we don't know how to use it. And this is very important for everyone who's watching. So call in and get four or five at least. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Yeah. And you know, another thing, John, I've been reading in Luke chapter 8, and you know, you talk about everything has a name. And when Jesus landed on the shore of Gadarenes, the demoniac fell at Jesus' feet. And Jesus asked the demon, "What is your name?" Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so to your point, I mean, that whole name thing is an issue. And when that conversation between Jesus and that demon, I mean, it was absolutely, the demon was begging Jesus, "Don't mm-hmm. torment me. Mm-hmm. Don't send me into the mm-hmm. abyss. Mm-hmm. You know, let us jump into mm-hmm. the pigs." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's a really great, amazing. Great illustration.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the amazing thing about it, we also, in the book, I teach you how to take over atmospheres, spiritual atmospheres. But Jesus got off the boat. The demonic man was somewhere in the tomb. We don't know how far he was, but the atmosphere changed because something greater came into the region. Something greater mm-hmm. came in to set him free. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to have an atmosphere in our homes to be purified and touched and blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can have a godly atmosphere in your house, and you can have the presence of God in your house. And I think the book teaches you how to walk in that, how to usher God's presence into your home and have a godly home.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, that guy didn't live at home. No. He lived in the tombs.
Tomb, dead place.
And they tried to control him and chain mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. he would break the chains. Mm-hmm. And it said the demon drove him into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, an amazing thing when Jesus asked him for his name, because the name that showed up in the show was a lot greater mm-hmm. than the one he carried. Mm-hmm. And in this false identity that this person had on him. And Jesus broke his false identity, set him free, and he became an evangelist.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? It sounds like me.
Exactly.
Transformation. And this is wonderful. Now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. But you need to stay right there, because there's more coming just for you.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life. Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And John, you tell us that knowing your enemy is important, but knowing the truth about Jesus is even more important. Why do you say that?
Knowing your enemy, you know his weaknesses. And you know he don't have nothing to accomplish over it. But knowing Christ, you know your victory.
You have his strength.
You have his strength. You have his anointing. You have the anointing. You have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you become more than a conqueror in Christ.
And so your emphasis in your book, Fire Prayers, is an emphasis on Jesus.
All the way, 1,000%. All about, without Jesus, there's no book. Without Jesus, there's no anointing. Without Jesus, there's no victory.
So you have had experience with this.
Oh, yeah. I left the demonic world for 25 years as a devil worshiper. Got married on Halloween. And witches and warlocks, they come to my meetings, still try to do witchcraft and stuff like that. But when you're on the lower side, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So I do have experience, and I've been through the ringer and the demonic attacks of the highest levels in my life today with Christ, but I have come out victorious on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And I think in your book, I love this because they're practical prayers for very real scenarios that we live in, mm-hmm. and real scenarios with kids, with jobs, with, mm-hmm. like you talked about, the atmosphere, the mm-hmm. environment, and changing that. And we were talking in between this break, you know, about that demoniac guy in Luke mm-hmm. chapter 8. Yeah, and interesting because he was possessed, but he was also tortured and tormented. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how do you see that relate to us in our modern living?
Well, today, you know, we live with fear, right? Fear has become, you know, the norm in our society, whether it's shootings in schools and you want to send your kid out to school, right? So how you pray for your children, how you put in protection over your children, how you put a hedge of protection for your children, right? I mean, we hear the things that happened recently in Nashville. We see these things happening. We have schools, workplaces, and all these environments, right? The devil is trying to capitalize, tormenting fear. I mean, the man at the tomb was tormented by demons. We are today in modern society, we're tormented by fear. You turn the news on, and it's bad news, and it's no good news. I think good news is the Bible. And man, we turn the news on, bad news. Everywhere we go, is always, every corner you turn, is always fear. And we need to live above fear. I was told the other day, it could be raining, it could be storm, but if you go above the clouds, there's always sunshine. Mm-hmm. How awesome is that?
So I love that.
Amen. So Christ is above the clouds. Mm-hmm. It's always sunshine mm-hmm. with him. Mm-hmm. There's always victory with him. There's always purpose and destiny with him.
Mm-hmm. You know, you might be watching right now, and maybe there's a lot of storms in your life. You're like, oof, man, there's thunder and lightning, and it's dark, and, you know, you're just overwhelmed. And we want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the privilege, honor of getting to pray for you. And, of course, grab your copy of Fire Prayers. Super helpful resource, and really open your eyes to some things that maybe you didn't consider. And sometimes I think that's what the enemy does, is the enemy blinds our eyes and kind of gets us in kind of ignorant mode. And we need an illumination. We need Holy Spirit to lead us into truth. And I like that because if you think about it, Jesus said in John 8:44, the devil's natural native language is lies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Father of lies.
Yeah. And so, and this, I think, really helps. This book is a very helpful resource to untangle and undo those lies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the subtitle is amazing because we built arsenals to destroy satanic kingdoms. Right. Building arsenals in Christ, in the Word of God, the promises of God, right? Because without that, that's the true platform, right? You can write any book, but without the Word of God, the platform of God, the foundation of your relationship with the Lord, the devil understands that if you have a foundation with the Lord, that you are forced to be reckoned with. And when you add these prayers to your life, to your lifestyle, because you see, people pray general prayers. A lot of times, general prayers are good, but they're not effective because you have to be a spiritual sniper. You know, you have to bring down targets in the devil's camp, whether it's generational, whether it's addiction, whether it's the devil's plaguing you to make bad decisions or take a bad turn somewhere, or your mind is being cluttered with demonic things or demonic thoughts or negativity, right? How do you take your mind back? We have the mind of Christ. How we take our mind? How do we live every day for Jesus Christ? Five prayers.
Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful time for you to order the book. Fire prayers, because you say, well, that doesn't apply to me. I don't believe that. I believe that if you get into this book, you'll see great application to yourself. So if I were you, I'd order some for gifts. You know, we give people all kinds of things. Candy makes them fat, yeah. You know, flowers wilt, but the truth and something you can feed on and put your feet on, F-E-E-T, and say, this is for me, and this works. So I'm encouraging you to get the book and books, and all you have to do is call. And of course, if you want prayer, we would love to pray for you. So remember, books and prayer, that's important. So Sarah, what's next?
Well, you know, John, I'm thinking about this. You know, you talk about your upbringing and going mm-hmm. through all that. Do you ever find that some of that stuff from the past tries to creep into the present?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. The devil's going to try and tempt. The devil's trying to put a stronghold on you, a struggle on you, a bondage on you. But, you know, when you know how to pray and you know how to walk in that anointing, you know how to walk. And that's for everybody. That's not just for special people. Sometimes people say, well, they're sitting on the couch. That's for them. That's for Madeline. That's for Sarah. That's for John. No, that's for everyone in the kingdom. That you learn, you know, I know the devil's playbook. Devil has nothing new. He knows how to take old systems and dress them up new so he can entrap us.
Exactly.
But I teach people how to understand the patterns and cycles, because the devil is creator. He can't create nothing new. So I expose him to the highest levels of who he is, a deceiver, wiles and schemes that he put out there for the believers. And you don't have to take the bait. You can fight back with fire prayers.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes our past, we see things and patterns from the past, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we think it's like a repeat, mm-hmm. you know, and you kind of get stuck in that. If you've ever had that experience, you feel like you're just stuck kind of in this routine, this cycle of it, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and give us an opportunity to pray and grab your copy of Fire Prayers. Massively helpful. And John, what would you say as far as that whole pattern thing and breaking some of that pattern and the habits and just that cycling? What would you say to that?
I would say cut the bungee cord. Cut the bungee cord. You know, sometimes we take 5 feet forward and we think that we have the victory, and then we get pulled back to the same dilemma. We get pulled back to the same circumstance. We get pulled back to the same negativity. And then you discourage, right? Because the devil loves to discourage us, right? Because if we discourage, we lose hope, we lose faith, and we don't want to move forward. And I think that once you cut the bungee cord of this cycle, this demonic cycle, patterns and cycles are repeating in your life, you'll be able to see what God has for you. You'll be able to, you know, greater things, Bible said, that God has in front of you, the things you're left behind, you know. And I know once you cross that Red Sea, Jesus is waiting for you on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful. And you know, today is the best day of your life because Jesus Christ lives big in you today. And so you need to order at least 5 books in Jesus' name. May this really be your best day.
And, you know, on top of that, I think sometimes we don't really recognize Jesus living big in us. A lot of times we're looking at things around us.
Right.
We're watching the news. We hear something over here. Or we get some kind of email or a text message. And a lot of times we get distracted and unsettled from things we see around us and bad reports. And I just want to encourage you that Mom says that Jesus lives big in us. And we need to acknowledge, embrace that. Maybe even say that and put that kind of in a little bit of a mantra, maybe on your phone as your screensaver, that greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. And this book, Fire Prayers, will really help you to exalt Jesus over any scenario, over any circumstance. And the devil doesn't win. The devil wants you to think he wins, but he does not. Because the name of Jesus, the presence of Jesus unravels, undoes every scheme, strategy, plan, effort, attempt of the demonic. And you see that completely true in Luke 8. No demon, the demons quiver and quake and tremble at the name of Jesus, at the presence of Jesus. So greater is he who lives in you than he who is in the world, and no weapon formed against you can prosper.
The enemy does not want our God-ordained prophetic destiny to be fulfilled. This is why we need to pray like never before and arm ourselves with the arsenal of heaven. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Fire Prayers by John Ramirez. Fire Prayers will equip you with weapons of warfare that will leave Satan trembling and unable to manipulate, control, or hinder your destiny. We will also send you our Devils, Demons, and Deliverance book, Fear Not CD, Authority Scripture card, and a prayer cloth. And for your gift of $100 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Bible. This Bible will equip you to live in His kingdom, exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and lay hold of God's promises. These powerful items used together will enhance your prayer time, and you can live a life free of spiritual chains. You can fight the good fight of faith. Call or click today for this anointed resource.
What an incredible interview. John, would you pray for our audience for them to have power?
Yes. I'm excited. I'm excited sitting here today. This is history, but I want to pray for you. Make this prayer personal. Make it your own. And man, whatever you're struggling with, whatever is bondage, whatever stronghold, whatever generation in your life right now, whatever is tormenting, pray for your children, your family, your home, your church, your ministry, your purpose, your destiny. All you have to say, Lord Jesus, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And devil, I put you on notice in the name of Jesus. The things that you have on me, the things you think you own, the things that you're controlling. Today, they're going to break off me. I'm going to break them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to dismantle them. I'm going to curse it to the root. Let them shrivel and die. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, pour your fire from heaven. Purify me. Purify my home. Purify my ministry, my children, my marriage, and my finances. I dedicate them back to you. And whatever mistakes I made, whatever bad decisions I made, I ask for forgiveness. And Lord, I receive your mercy. I receive your love and I receive your grace. I am free, devil. You can't control my house. You don't live in my house. You are been evicted in the name of Jesus right now. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to say this with me. Today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ lives big in me today.
That's right. And you know, I just encourage you, make sure you grab your copy of Fire Prayers. Such a powerful resource for you and your prayer life. And of course, if you have any needs in your life, we love to pray for you, whether you have a financial need, a medical need, a relationship need, maybe some things in your heart, emotions. Jesus has more solutions than you have problems.